Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Allison here from AMC Press and AMC Press here, and we're finally back from our little hiatus. So, yeah, we're back. We have a new sponsor, which is the NCIS store on CBS. Find out more about all of our sponsors on amcpress.me/affiliates to find out more.
I'll just split myself in.
Yeah, that would be good.
I'm here.
Yes, and you just heard Johnny.
Yeah.
So, and Red Hood should be along. There's a little technical error.
Yeah.
We just got a lot of talk for that. I know we have some interesting topics, like a mother who personally claimed she was pregnant, which is just not cool. So, yeah. Yeah. So, trying to just figure all the glitches out with Blog Talk and coming up. And, Johnny, what have you been up to since the little hiatus we had?
I'm ready to go.
That's good. Just Johnny is Red Hood in the screening room since I,
you know what, I will let him in right now.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Here we go.
Yes. Blog Talk decided to play a long game. Yes, let's
see who can talk the Brits.
So,
I take high offense to that.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, honestly, being in America is harder than having shit on brick. But being British and being blocked by the census, come the fuck on.
I know we have some other interesting topics. We're just making mention of how we were on the hiatus and all that good stuff.
Let's see,
So, now we're back.
Well, yes, the hiatus, we're not totally back, we are back.
Yeah,
we are back, sort of. I mean,
quote ACDC, we're back in black.
Yeah, no. No, that would almost be like Nick Cannon wanting to go white space.
What a segue.
Yeah.
I mean, he did go white face when he dated Mariah Carey. Oh wait, he married the bitch, so fuck off.
Apparently he's really causing controversy with it. He's making a lot of media headlines, like making enough headlines that,
well,
it would be as bad. It also brings up their whole reverse racism that can go on.
Well, reverse racism. Yeah. But, you know.
Apparently Michael says he's releasing a CD called White People Party Music.
Justin Bieber just made himself black, but he's white, so that's fucking easy.
Yeah, Justin Bieber changing his race. That's as bad as... fixing that God is walking the earth. Putting it...
Yeah.
Which clearly he isn't. Getting into that aspect. Or saying that the queen is... Your is a relative. There's only black people that could say that.
Yeah, if you're descended from royalty, then you can say that. But
if
you are, you know, not descended from the queen, for example, then it's kind of like lying.
Yeah, it is lying. It's like lying through your teeth.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say, I know royalty. Right? It's quite another if you are going, I'm descended from royalty. Well, that means you actually have the fucking money, bitch.
Yeah. And money can also be the root of all evil too. Everyone likes the power in money. It's a totally different thing if you could actually say, okay, I'm gonna make my own legacy versus just like, yeah, I'm just gonna claim something and bullshit your way through it.
Look at Hitler, or even better, Churchill. Churchill's speeches are used, we will fight them on the land, on the air, on the sea, but with a millionaire, we will fight them on the land, we will fight them on the sea, we will fight them in the banks, we will fight them, right. And just use the first phrase, we will fight them. Or we will, blank, 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 blank. And
right,
you've actually got
like,
stuff in it, the fucking gold mine.
Right. And if you don't have a fucking gold mine, there's people that don't have money or had money and where they're getting by. It's not a whole matter of my shit's bigger than your shit.
It's the root of all evil today.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in some circles.
Yeah, in some circles, but it's
in
still
some circles,
like...
It definitely is.
It definitely says... Definitely... could make it, it could become very interesting in some circles. It's like, whose cock is better than, like, whose shit's bigger than, like, do the whole, like, cock reference.
I mean, it is kind of funny when you really put your mind to it in terms of, you know, whose boob job is it? You know, this afternoon I had to go fill a prescription for my cousin. And so my cousin, you know, was in a little bit of stress, so I said, fine. You know, in the midst of writing and everything like that. And so while I was waiting, I was looking at TV Guide, right? And then, life caught my eye. But it did say the funniest part about the Kardashians, which is this show has been canceled. Rah, rah, rah. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I say if that was to happen, I could see a lot of people
has happened.
Oh, it has. Okay. Yes, I know.
I mean, you know, it's kind of funny how they go, oh yes, no, and
it's like the mother is a media whore.
The mother is a media whore. Yes.
I call a spade a spade. A spade a spade.
Oh, wait a second. Now, just in, right, as of 12:14 last night, Justin Bieber is being added as a brat on his deposition tape, but not only that, but he's posed himself as James Dean.
Too bad James Dean's family isn't around to just...
James Dean, honestly, I mean...
No, I say his family... James Dean's family should, if they had the ability, they should, it's the whole, they should make the kid aware he's not going to go anywhere in life. He might go some places, but...
But it is funny as hell to see him go, first he... He raids Anne Frank. Then he calls himself Black. Then he
calls himself the Bizzle.
Right, right. And then he goes,
what kind of name is that?
I'm fucking Bizzle. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I wonder if he's on drugs or something. I'm sure he is.
I think in all seriousness, he's probably on drugs. And the funniest thing is that he doesn't know that he's premeditatively high. You know, right now.
Oh, yeah. And people aren't going to care about him. The teenagers, they may care because he's producing music. But once it's gone, it's like...
I mean, he's done. I mean, the funny thing is, like, he just doesn't fucking get it.
I'm starting to think that he likes being put into serious situations. It would make some sense. He's liking the high he's getting, clearly.
No, clearly.
One day he's either going to kill someone, he's going to end up hurting someone, And then ending up, because of his drag racing. Can't forget about that.
It just plays me. And I'm going, then you call Anne Frank a believer. I'm going, you, oh my God, he's just.
I would take offense
so
to that.
He's so bad.
I could see a lot of people who are Jewish descent, who are Jewish, taking some serious offense to that.
I mean,
who the fuck, when in the fucking world are you going to start saying, okay, I'm going to stop now for my own fucking, I'm going to stop for my own fucking good, and let's call it a day. Let's call it a nice day. That's all me.
I mean, it's just funny because, like,
the bitch got his. Yep.
I mean,
exactly.
It is funny because, like, yes, you know, Anne dreamed of Hollywood and everything that, and wasn't opposed to it, but that's in her diary. You know, when you have somebody like Bieber saying, "Oh, I wish he was a believer." And not even.
I seriously wonder if he actually learned about her in school, or maybe he didn't go to, maybe he didn't finish high school. That's looking really good right now. Just saying, because he's kind of he's pushing it to some umpteen levels of idiocy.
Yeah. Well, idiocy and lunacy. I mean...
Yeah.
You know, and like, it's even funnier to see him trying to run for cover. You know?
Especially when, I love how, when he was at a brothel, and the person at the surface, those pictures surfaced about, oh, he hooked up with, he was shagging someone. It's like, yeah,
he got himself in trouble,
so who the fuck, it's like, my shit's bigger than, it's the whole, yeah, he thinks he's the shit.
It's the funniest thing, when you think you're the shit, right?
He's just shit.
He's like Rob Ford.
Yeah.
Oh.
I could see, like, okay, yeah, there's celebrities that did stupid shit, but at least they know when to say, okay, it's not, it's like where they say, okay, I'm good. It's the whole, okay, I had my fun. I partied.
I
experimented, and then say, okay, I'm done. I'm getting out of this shit.
Yeah, I have. It is the funniest thing because it's just like, you know, it's the funniest thing to talk about. In a way of, you know, you look at everybody, and you look at, like, the people who are trying, and the people who are not trying. Well, the people who are trying are people like Lindsay Lohan, who actually are, you know, going on own and stuff like that, even though, you know, it's basically too late now. But then
she basically caused herself to have downward spiral, but at least she's now aware of, she isn't going to get any easier. She's going to need to have some sort of proof in the, she's going to have to start pulling out shit out of her head, out of her ass, to make people say, okay, she's viable now.
But, yeah.
She's actually viable.
Well, she's actually trying to get her shit together.
Right.
Versus this asshole who is, it's like, oh, Usher will take care of it. Oh, no, Usher won't take care of it. Because he's being way too stupid.
Right, or it's like, it's like, my mom and dad, my mom and dad. Oh, yeah, no. It's like, he thinks that his family's going to back him. His father isn't helping him. Because the mother doesn't really show she cares a little bit, but then otherwise she goes back down to doing diddly for him. I would love to see what happens to him when he starts to hit rock bottom. Just bring it out there.
I would love to see him go to Rob Ford's house and for Rob Ford to say, oh, sorry, I'll have a cocaine.
Or try to become buddy-buddy with, Mr. President. see what happens. I'm sure security won't let him pass.
Oh, no way. And next she's going to say to everybody else, oh, Obama's a believer.
Yeah, no.
And if he says that, I will probably shoot him.
I probably like, oh, I made a big mistake. Oh, man.
Sorry?
But I'm with you.
Oh, my God.
If I said I was a believer, I'd have some serious issues. Trust me.
No. If any of you guys said that, there's a little running joke I have about getting slapped an hour later. It's the whole, you will be getting slapped ASAP.
Oh,
or
yes.
Verbal tongue lashing.
Yes.
On
yes,
air,
yes,
off
yes.
air.
Well,
doesn't
well,
matter.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But at the same time, it's kind of, well,
ooh, excuse me.
Fucked up? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's like, you want to claim you're something you're not? How about tell someone who actually cares? Number one.
Well,
number two.
And the funniest part is that all this money that he's like, he's trying to, you know, has whatever. The saddest part about it is that I think, and all correct me if I'm wrong, is how people with all this money, they don't sort of get it, you know. They don't get that they're going to owe the IRS or whomever.
And even if he's not part of the, he's not a citizen of the United States, I'm sure he pays taxes. It's like, you try to run up to Canada with your multi millions of dollars.
He can, but I'm
sure he's going to have to pay taxes on his home in the States.
In Hollywood.
And
even my mentor, Lambert, who is unfortunately deceased, he every year was doing taxes for two countries. And he was even saying, it's a bitch.
you know. I can only imagine what, you know, is going around.
It's like, yeah, it's like, it's crazy. It's like, it's like, yes, I'm going to think I'm the shit. And then once you get knocked down to size by people in the industry, then you'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It's like, they're just enabling him. Plain and simple.
And enabling it in terms of having the fucking guts to go and, you know, in terms of celebrity culture, you know. I recently had to write an essay for a grant that I've been doing. And the last words I said was that in terms of being a writer, and this applies to celebrity, in terms of being anything, right, in anything entity, that you have to challenge the person to continue what you do, right? You must challenge both the audience, and you must keep asking questions and receiving answers.
Right.
You know, and so I don't think that it's fair for celebrity culture to keep asking questions when they already fucking know the answers.
It's like, you ask questions, you're going to be getting the same fucking answer. It might be spoken. It's like, you want to talk to... You might have better luck talking with a wall. Or a door.
It might be worded.
You'll get the same response back.
Exactly. What do you think, Johnny?
I think Justin Bieber's terrible. Terrible. The fans will stick around no matter what. No matter what stupid stuff, guys.
The fans don't care about the product he's producing, in my opinion. And
I don't think that in all seriousness, that celebrity culture now is celebrity culture when we were growing up. You know.
I mean, if Kanye gets their own Vogue cover, oh, yeah.
It's
terrible.
Like,
I mean, I don't...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I don't think that celebrity culture now is ever going to be the same way as we were growing up.
Yeah.
Not in the slightest. However...
Oh, you're wrong.
Wait, I'm wrong?
No, I said you're right. Like,
oh.
You're... Ah! It's almost like now people are getting famous just for sparing their lives.
Yeah.
So... Just like future Ms. West, and that's the Ms. formerly known as Kim Kardashian.
Right. I mean, like, it's just crazy at, it's crazy to see the everything in terms of everything, you know, that in the 2000s, right? In the 90s, right? That it was so much better. That it was so much better than it is now.
Oh, are you serious?
I mean, within the boundaries of,
media, actually, people had to prove themselves versus
talent contests and, like, the first thing that they had in the 90s and even the 80s was talent Star Search.
Oh, yeah.
Idol. But yet,
right.
You know, now it's like, oh, I can act, I can dance, I can do this, I can do that. Well, fucking prove yourself. Don't sit around twiddling your thumbs and say, oh yes, I can do this. Like, I know several people who do improvisational raps, and those are totally off their head.
Yeah.
And it's hysterical. It is hilarious. They're represented. But at the same time, they're all actors. They can
right.
do, like, I, you know, I can do the same thing, not as well as them, but I can do the same thing. Yet, you know, celebrity, you get famous off a fucking sex tape, and you marry a producer named Kanye West.
First musician.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I know. Even though musician, he's a sellout. I would rather, I support indie artists. I support all that. Yeah, I support people who are signed, but I also know when people are now just getting, like, now musicians are finally getting back in the swing of things, and they still got it. That says something to all those who are, like, the Justin Biebers, the Miley Cyruses. The list can go on and on.
Well, Miley Cyrus isn't as bad as Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I know she's not as bad, but she's pushing boundaries. Yes, that's awesome. But there's a certain way of saying, how far could you go without ruining a career? Too.
Well,
I'm looking at both from business side and...
Let's see historically. Who has ruined their career the worst? Not in current culture, in past culture.
I know Britney Spears.
There are only five names that I can come up with historically that have.
When I think of Justin Bieber, you know what I think of?
What?
Leif Garrett.
Oh yeah.
Leif Garrett. Yes.
Oh yeah, Leif Garrett.
Leif Garrett, but on the on the historic Hollywood spectrum, let's see, Marilyn Monroe, although
right,
she got famous for it, Anna Nicole Smith, although got famous for being a copycat of Marilyn Monroe. Mae West, sort of, but not really. Judy Garland was put through the ringer. Name any Hollywood film star associated with Judy Garland, but not Judy Garland. Everybody else. Ava Gardner, Garbo. It's the same thing. Yeah.
I guess it also goes to show you how much they do in their success.
Well,
and
the fact is that many people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Many people, like, we work our asses off to produce the show, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're a small crew. We're a very small crew. But, the thing about it is that, in all reality, people have, you know, excuse me, in all reality, people have agents, managers, and publishers. That's what makes it work. What makes it work. However, the publicists beat on the agents beat on the stars.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a system in a way.
Right, and with us producing the show, it's going to just make it bigger, but when it gets bigger, everyone's going to know it. It doesn't matter. It will be out. We'll be out there.
It will. I mean, but the thing is that, you know, if you have charity arms and stuff like that, and they don't find out, like, there was a true story, on a podcast that I love to death, called the Snap Podcast. And there was a story about how there's a contest of African singers, right? And so the African singers came to the United States, but they weren't getting paid, they weren't getting housed, they were promised to go to school. And the guy who basically lorded over them said, I'm going to make all your money and scam you, you know. And it was it was a horrible thing. But I think that in Celebrityville, right, yes, they're just people, but in all seriousness, they're not just people to us. They're idols. But when you go idol versus reality, sometimes celebrities can't cope about being or with reality.
That's when a lot of drugs influence comes in, the whole nine yards.
You know what I mean?
You're wanting to do XYZ, but how far would you be willing to take it, and how hard can it be on the person, not just, and those around them? That's where I look at it as if people should know what business they're going into. There shouldn't be a, it's like, yes, so you want to be like your idols growing up, but it takes a lot to say, do I really want to have to go through this shit and be put through hell in a handbasket just to have your name and life and whatever other bullshit come your way? Would you fucking on that? I think, yes. Oh, yeah, I want to be, have a legacy, but it's going to be, it will be where I choose the legacy I want to live and leave behind versus Joe Blow wanting to become the next Justin Bieber.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think that the, I don't think that the, you know, personally speaking, I don't think that it's worth the pain to go through something if it's not worthy to go through.
Yeah.
You know? And to go through in a way that is sufficient enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like you, it's almost like you're the person wanting to get hit by lightning. You keep standing out in the sun, in the lightning storm. You're going to end up getting
if you ask for the Holy Ghost at a Southern Baptist revival, you are going to get the Holy Ghost.
Right. There's no way around
it. It makes perfect sense. I mean, like, I was just recently watching the Kings of Leon documentary. And it is a cool documentary, but it also shows you where they come from. They come from a very poor area. And yet, you know, they don't come from Canada where everything's free, right?
Okay.
But they do come from a poor area. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, you know, if you come from a poor area, you're willing to work harder. If you come from a rich area, you're willing to work harder to a point. And myself being, I guess myself, all I'm trying to say is that myself being a disabled person, or not a disabled person, but a person who has a disability, right?
There's two others here that have disabilities here, so we're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're all in the same boat. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that it's twice as hard for those who don't have any of that.
Oh, yeah. And if people don't want to work hard,
if people don't want to work hard, then that's not our problem.
Right.
I mean, things aren't hidden for a silver platter.
Well, things do some time.
You gotta work for it.
Well, things do sometimes come on a silver platter. Johnny, it's just that you have to work for the silver platter.
Yeah, that's our challenge.
Yeah.
There's a difference between saying, okay, silver platter is going to get handed to you, than actually saying, okay, I'm going to actually work for this shit. I'm going to work my ass off and make things right and make things actually work and look and be fucking amazing versus those people that would be like, yeah, no, I'm just going to take an easy way out. Take the easy way out. Get your hands fucking dirty. If you don't get your hands dirty.
Yeah. Get your hands dirty.
get your entire body into it, and then maybe, possibly, you know,
like,
possibly.
Right. It's almost like people want to have families. Some people are not may not be able to have a family, but it doesn't mean people could just lie about it, about having, like, I saw a news story today about a woman claims she's pregnant, had a phantom pregnancy. I just look at that and saying, you are just one. You deserve to have a lot of issues come your way. It's almost like there's people out there that want to have fucking kids. You don't just lie to
I tell you
your
this,
friend's
I tell
family.
You this. I tell you this. If you want fucking kids, you got to fuck somebody first.
No, yeah. That's
you know,
necessary
the kings of, you know, kings of Leon. I need somebody to be willing to. I need to fuck somebody.
Yeah,
but I don't know
but
how.
He's from
fuck somebody. I can
tell you. Yeah, no.
That's on fire.
I know that masturbation fucking counts.
Right, and
being
you know,
only honest.
I think masturbation counts up to a point. But there's somebody else.
Yeah, but you can't make. There's only so much you could do.
Wait a second. Stop.
Yeah. Okay.
So wait a second. There's only so much that we men can do. Oh, no. We can do a lot.
I'm sure of that. But women, there's only so much that the king can only... Women,
oh, yeah. I mean...
You can't... It's like, yes, you're going to attempt to have kids with... By masturbating, that doesn't work. Not saying from experience, but just because of the whole, there's other elements that need to be involved without becoming, getting masturbated.
That's all I got.
Exactly. Oli.
Hello.
I am your stupid kid.
Yeah. It's like you don't unless someone knows like
unless you are taking your dildo and putting it to a wall and nailing it into the wall so that when you press the dildo in you can actually get a really good Rodri at it. Nothing happens.
Yeah, but then that just means if it gets stuck, then that means that it would be one of those, okay, the person would need to go to the hospital, like, there's so many references I can make, like, there was a show on TLC that was sex made the like it was
Thanks
something like sex
ER.
Made me go to the ER or something. It was like one of those shows. It was like okay, yes, that could happen, but do I really want to know about this? No, I'm good.
Exactly.
It's like leave to imagination. Imagination can suffice. You don't need to.
Exactly.
There's no diagram needed.
Actually, you know, between Adam and Eve, I bet you
if there was a diagram, it would have been hilarious. The only
Probably.
Thing that Adam would have, you know, the only thing that Adam, because we all know the pear shape leaf, you know, there could have been just an arrow underneath the leaf, flip off this.
It's like, yes. Adam wants Eve. Eve wants Adam to, so they could shag.
Yes, Eve wants Adam. Adam wants Eve. Adam fucks Eve. Adam then, you know, go
and
to,
somewhere they
oh,
have,
don't.
Somewhere Eve has to eat the apple.
you can't forget about that.
Eve
has to eat the apple. But then Eve gets screwed over by Adam, who walks off with a fucking god.
Mm-hmm. And then it's the whole.
Tell me I'm not wrong.
No.
I ain't fucking wrong. But am I bothered? I ain't fucking bothered. You know.
I think I could just picture it being like, we want to be shagging. We want to, it's like, let's shag.
And
George Takei comes in right at the right moment in time.
Oh my. Yes, but oh my. But I mean, you know, fellatio, everything else. Come on.
I love how our show is. It isn't really a spiritual show, but.
I had to work so much.
It's something.
Yeah, and folks, it's only going to get better with time. We encourage you to shag every fucking bit.
Yeah, hopefully not on air.
Just not on air. We don't want to hear it. We don't want it.
Oh, how is. It's like an on-air. It would be a porno, a radio porno.
Oh yeah.
Hey, it's almost midnight.
Oh yeah.
It is almost midnight, and you have 10 seconds to loose your eyes.
Definitely means that we'll be back tomorrow.
Exactly.
We've got 7 minutes too, so.
Oh, sweet. So we still have time to kill. If you would like to find out more about us, you could go on to
AMCPress.co.
It's still under construction. However, if you missed our show, you could find it on there. And then with a little more, there's going to be some more surprises to come with this light. But, however, they could still find us at amcpress.me, which is still up and running and active. So don't hesitate to go there and see what's new with us as well.
Exactly.
You'll need a and gotta if you can't keep
you're
up.
You're snagging, you don't know.
Join you if you can't keep up. You'll catch on the next time.
Exactly. And with that, good night.
Are we leaving already?
Yes, we are very tired. Good night.
I guess.
Johnny.
What?
Yes, bye.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Nah.
So, Johnny, take us off air. Gotta love the... Johnny.
I guess good night.
Yes. How about you take us off air now? End the show. It's the whole end
let's
show.
Let's end this thing. Let's end this already.
Good
night.
Bye.
Good night. Sweet dreams.
Now I'm just waiting for... God.
You're a bit late for that!
Yeah. Okay, it's
ready?
Either...
Time?
Yeah, Johnny, just take us off air.
Time to bring red... Good night.
Yes, please. Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.